Welcome to today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Cade Sprecher. On today's program, we speak with Rolla Hessel, president of the National Tea Bucket Alliance, who visited Knoxville yesterday.
And Rolla, I understand you're the president of the National
Tea Bucket Alliance.
National Tea Bucket Alliance, and you're part of a larger group?
Well, actually, this is a regional event for us. The National Tea Bucket Alliance is an international group. We're in like five foreign countries plus the U.S. Most of our members are from the U.S., but we hold regional events all around the country every year. We just happened to have one this weekend up in Pella, Iowa. And so we cruised down to Knoxville to see the museum, and then we're coming back Saturday to watch the races.
What are the requirements, I would imagine, just owning a tea bucket? Or do you have to own one? You can just be interested in them?
Just be interested in them. If you're a tea bucket enthusiast, we welcome people into our club. We have, our website is www.nationalteabucketalliance.com. And then we also have a Facebook page, National Tea Bucket Alliance. And we welcome, you know, there's all walks of life. There's different ages. I think probably our median age is around 55 to 60.
What is a tea bucket?
Okay, so a tea bucket is a derivative of the Ford Model T. Tea buckets are all, for the most part, hot rods. There are actually natural tea clubs out there also, but those are all the originals. We're all the high horsepower, big tired cars.
In deciding to come here to Knoxville, that cross of interests between people like tea buckets and people interested in sprint car racing and the history of it?
We like fast cars and fast boats and fast planes. Anything that goes fast, we like. Actually, we came here to go to Pella. We've got a number of members that live in Iowa, and we're trying to do regional events all around the country. We decided we just had our national event over in Indianapolis, and we had all the cars on the Indy Speedway over there. And then 2 weeks later, now here we are in Pella, Iowa, and with Knoxville only being 25, 30 minutes away, it was a natural to come down and let people go through the museum, see the famous Knoxville Speedway.
How many members did you have come to this event in Pella?
Right now, I think we're up to 24 cars. We're expecting probably 30 to 35. We never know until it's over how many are going to be there, really. But for a regional event, anytime we can get 30 or more cars, we're pleased.
And you had kind of mentioned to me a little bit before here, you have quite a few states that are represented. You said it's international, the group itself, but just represented here today, you've got quite a few states.
We do. We have, and I'm probably going to miss some, but of course, Iowa, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Texas, Florida, Oklahoma. I know I'm missing someone there. They'll get me later. Mm-hmm. Last week while we were in Indy, we had 21 states represented.
Most of these vehicles, I mean, are the members of the club generally build them themselves? Is that how?
There's both. There's a lot of us that build our own cars. We build a number of them. And then we've got a number of people that just buy cars that are done, and they just, you know, want to drive them. They don't really work on them. So really, and that's one of the nice things about our club. We all have cars that are similar, but it's more of a family atmosphere than it is a car club. And so if someone's got issues with their car or they need help, there's always someone there to help them with it. So.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny that we're talking about a Model T, obviously, which I think a stock Model T had probably a top speed of about 20 miles an hour. And you talk about, you know, we like fast cars. So what's the average kind of horsepower on these T-buckets?
There's cars sitting out on this parking lot right now that range from probably 250 to 300 horse to almost 700 horse.
Man, that is sitting on some dynamite there.
Pretty much.
All right. Well, is there anything you'd like to add about the club?
No, really. If you're in the Knoxville area, we'll be at the Speedway Saturday evening. The cars will be parked on the parking lot over by the museum. So if you're in town and you want to see the cars, they'll be here probably from about 6 o'clock on till the races are over. Or we're going to be up on the square in Pella on Saturday from 9 in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you're anywhere within the area, come on by and see the cars. We invite people to come get in, get their picture taken with them. Someone might even get a ride. You never know.
Thanks again to Rolla Hessel. This has been today's Knoxville Farm and Home, Let's Talk Knoxville. Knoxville Farm and Home, celebrating 25 years of being what a farm store should be. You can find today's news and local information on air and online 24 hours a day at KNIA, KRLS.